USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump getting ready now for his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, being held in Hanoi, Vietnam. President Trump meeting with Vietnam's leaders and saying that their economy should be an inspiration to Kim.
I look forward to the meeting tonight with Chairman Kim.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's going to be successful. We'll see what happens. But he wants to do something great also, and I think he wants to do something that would be on a par. If you look at what you've done in a short time, he can do it in a very, very rapid time, make North Korea into a great economic power.
Back on Capitol Hill, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen will testify today that Trump knew about a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and Russian representatives in June of 2016 at Trump Tower that was aimed at getting compromising information about Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Democratic-led House trying to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border as a resolution of disapproval passed the House by a vote of 245 to 182 yesterday, but it faces an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled Senate, and regardless, President Trump will veto it if it gets to him, and an override is unlikely. Top execs from seven pharmaceutical companies testified before the Senate Finance Committee yesterday, grilled on raising drug prices. The Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley talking about it later.
Partly satisfied with the answers, but the more important thing is they all admitted there need to be some changes made. There wasn't as much finger pointing to others as I thought there would be, and they made a commitment to work with us.
Senator Grassley speaking there on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. You can find us not just on the radio, but also online at usaradio.com.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A bill advancing in the Kentucky State House that would ban abortions if the reason was race, gender, or disability of the fetus. The bill passed yesterday by a wide margin after sometimes emotional debate and objections from some House members who claim it's unconstitutional. House Bill 5 is one of six bills pending in the Republican-controlled General Assembly in Kentucky intending to eliminate or restrict abortion. Cardinal George Pell is now in jail for sexually abusing children. The 77-year-old cardinal was convicted last December of five child sex offenses. He'll be sentenced in March, but was taken into custody earlier today after his bail was unexpectedly revoked. Pell was found guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys when he was Archbishop of Melbourne, Australia, in the late 1990s. He faces up to 50 years in prison. Pell, the highest-ranking Catholic clergyman convicted of sexually abusing kids. And Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch is on sale and has been for years, but now the asking price for the late pop star's Southern California estate has been reduced by 70% from $100 million in 2015 down to $31 million now. The agent selling the property says the price was reduced because of mudslides and wildfires that have affected that region near Santa Barbara. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.